Hey, hey, party people!
What's up, world? Welcome to another episode of Save Siblings. I'm Charles.
I'm Chloe.
And we're siblings!
That's right, we're related.
Happy Sunday, or whatever day you're listening. If this is your first time listening, welcome to the Save Siblings fam. Save Siblings is a podcast hosted by your favorite, or soon-to-be favorite sibling duo. And Save Siblings is our way of extending support that entertains, enlightens, and encourages. So do not forget to subscribe, share the podcast with a friend, leave a 5-star rating with a positive comment, check out savesiblings.com for more content, and follow us on Instagram at Save Siblings. All right, let's get to the show. Today, we are going to be discussing the art of social distancing. Now, it is no...
It's no what?
It is no...
Easy feat to social distance?
No, it is no mystery. I was like, what is the word? It is no mystery that we are in the midst of something that will go down in the history books. Remember when you were a kid and you were in history class?
Go down in infamy.
And you would read about, like, U.S. history, et cetera,
et cetera. 4 score and 7 years ago, slavery.
Well, now, when those books get updated, Jews, they'll have coronavirus in there.
So true.
Which is crazy to think about.
COVID-19.
So, we are living, party people, in the midst of history right now. And it's something that shouldn't be taken lightly. Social distancing
matters.
It's really about respect. It's just like if you're a dude and you're taking a piss and you don't lift the seat up, or you get piss on the toilet seat and you don't clean it up. It's just...
Or put the seat back down.
Or put the seat back down. It's just as simple as, are you being respectful to the percentage of the population that may not have the ability that your immune system has?
So true. So true. People are selfish. That's what the crazy thing. And that's something that I've learned through all this. So who wants to stay home?
I know.
I don't want to stay home. I'm tired of being in this house.
I do not like staying home either.
Sometimes you have to do what you don't want to do.
Seriously.
And to help people.
Shout out to all the nurses.
Yes.
All of the healthcare professionals.
The essentials.
Are staying out so that we can stay home.
Mm.
Staying at work so that we can stay home.
Yeah.
They're really the ones on the front line. So let's lift them up and contend for them, because
it can't be easy.
I mean, they imagine the fear. I mean, this is how fast this is spreading is absurd.
So true. It's crazy.
And to put yourself right in the thick of it is selfless. So shout out.
Round of applause.
We love you.
Because this whole thing is just absolutely wild. And it's funny that, like, when you tell people they can't go outside, all of a sudden everybody wants to be outside. Everyone's walking their dog. Everyone's hiking. Everyone's running. The outside has been here since the beginning, since the Lord said, let there be outside. And people have just been not on their phones doing whatever. And now the second that people say you can't go out there, everybody wants to be outside. It's so us as a culture. As Americans, we're spoiled. We want to do what we want to do when we want to do it. And it's so hard to kind of go against that and be like, no, you know what? Let me just sit my butt on this couch and be a hero.
Well, so let's talk about the rules of social distancing. What is okay? What is not okay? Something that's okay. In your private residence, no more than 3-4 people hanging out. I say that that's okay. I think that that's fine. Mm. Once you get 5+, that's starting to push the limit of, okay, you're not really social distancing. But, however, if it's a couple of people, 2, 3, 4, they all go right from their private residence into their car, into the other private residence that they're visiting, I really don't see a problem in that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just my take on social distancing.
I think like if there's like a reason only to get together, like if you want to get together and watch church on Sunday.
Exactly.
Or play a game. But yeah, I don't think it should be like an everyday like thing, or like I'm just going to go hang out with my friend. It's like, no. Unfortunately, we kind of have to be in our house by ourselves at this time.
We say Weekend Warriors is the social distancing okay.
Which now you know it's not even called social distancing. It's called physical distancing, because they don't actually want you to be social. Like, they don't want you to have 2-3 people in a house. They want you to be, like, as by yourself as you can be.
Oh.
Like, to not hang out with your friends. It's one thing if you and your friends are living together and you're roommates, that's a totally different story. But it's not like, hey, outside friends, come to my house and hang out. That's kind of what they're saying.
Really?
Yeah. So, but oh, now it's called physical distancing. Because people were being too social, essentially.
So, crikey.
It's just crazy times we live in, where we have these new terms that'll probably be added now to the dictionary books and the history books. But it's just so odd. I never thought in my life I would be quarantined.
This is the last thing I expected out of 2020, to be quite frank.
Like, we're all, and it's all of us. I mean, we really are all equal in this. And I think that's what the Lord's trying to show us, is we are all the same. We all quarantined. We all can't leave the house. So, you know, like, that's what it is. Those are the facts of today. But, yeah, guys. So what do you think about that? That we're all quarantined. Crazy, right? But hey, we're making the most of it. We got our home gym. I call it our garage gym. We've been watching a lot of Netflix. We've been finding a lot of good shows that we probably wouldn't have watched. And hopefully those shows will get
tremendously renewed. Great shows.
Hopefully they'll get renewed for more seasons now that we are watching them. So I'm hoping that we're going to come out of this prison and come into promotion.
Yeah, now's really time to reflect, plan, and create. Those are the three words. RPC, reflect, plan, and create.
Nice, I like that hashtag.
Let's get it. All right, let's get to the Sunday Shocker. Roll that clip.
And on today's Sunday Shocker, we have he work caution. Let's see it. It's not a... Guys, this one is so nasty, and it's just so messed up. But there is an Amazon delivery driver. He was caught on tape deliberately spitting on a package and then, like, smearing it in with his hand.
Wow.
Now,
so that's perfect. So what we're talking about.
Now, right now.
You should leave it on the doorstep for 24 hours. That's what experts say. To kill the germs.
Because cardboard holds the virus for 24 hours. But not even that. I just think, like, this guy is so sick in the head.
Oh, yeah. That's disgusting.
Like, are you serious?
I didn't even touch on how nasty that is.
Like, that is just unsanitary behavior. When you know we're in a time when we're trying to be sanitary, you're going to spit on my package and then smear it in. And then, guys, there's a video. So then he, like, takes out a scanner and acts like nothing happened. Like, he does the rest of what he's supposed to do as an Amazon employee, proving that he dropped off the package. But I just want to be like...
That's demonic.
That's so nasty. That's not even funny kind of nasty.
He needs the laying on of hands by the elders.
I was like, oh my gosh. Like, you have to be some kind of sadistic to do that in this time.
Yeah, that's pretty, like, yeah.
Yikes.
You walked past the line.
There was a line and you jumped over it.
Like, and then never looked back.
And followed your soul into the darkness. Because I could not believe that when I saw that the other day. I said, I know this. I know. I didn't just see this man spit on this package and then smear it in with his hand like, yeah, I'm going to get you sick. Are you crazy? He could probably go to jail. They find him.
100%.
Like, that's like warfare at this point.
That is.
That's like having, knowing you have the virus. Warfare. Exactly. It's like knowing you have the virus and, like, I don't even know. You're weaponizing yourself.
It's like what they did back in the day with the American Indians.
Crazy.
The white people would give them
the
blankets.
The smallpox blankets.
It's crazy stuff. There's conspiracy theories
China
created the coronavirus.
I'm sure
to infect everyone.
I'm sure there are many, many, many theories.
Craziness.
I'm a little scared. I don't want to read any of them.
If you do find an interesting theory, please DM at Saved Siblings.
And let because us know. It might be our next Sunday Shocker.
That's interesting stuff. I like reading that kind of stuff.
Mom would like to read that too.
That's also true.
All right, party people.
Do not forget to subscribe. Share the podcast with a friend. Leave a 5-star rating with a positive comment. Check out savesiblings.com for more. Content. And
there's literally nothing else to do. So if you guys don't do this, like, you're not doing anything. Us
on Instagram.
You're literally sitting on your couch like we are.
That's it.
So you better like it, you better share it, and listen. Okay.
And don't forget to read your Bible.